Unmuted? Works? Good. Okay. Hi, I'm Mattia. I'm going to present something that's potentially controversial. So I'm very happy that the chairs are actually bolted down. So the thing is...
A little closer because the camera is taking...
The thing is, I want to keep this session interactive because what I'm really interested in is the feedback, because I have a proposal and I want to make it better. So what's the problem in the first place? If anybody of you have seen JavaScript in practice before, typically there's no licenses or notices in the source code already. And if they were, they're usually when they're distributed to the end user, so typically to the browser, they're not anymore. So that's a potential copyright problem, right? And I was trying to fix this finally. So what were my goals? And I've done quite a bold goal that I try to achieve is I try to push it as far as I can. So the pushing as far as I can idea was, what if I can make it so copyright and license data from the source code get preserved even after minification of JavaScript. So even in the minified barf, you will still find where it is and exactly from where to where which license applies. But also, you know, because we have to keep it real, I wanted to keep it as short and as simple as possible. And I limited myself to not rely on any new standard specs. So it relies basically on SPDX ISO standard and on reuse best practices. And I didn't want to introduce any new tooling or changes to the tooling, so it relies on tooling that's already out there. So here's the proposal. So as I said, the idea was how far can I push existing stuff? And how to keep the code, the license info even in minified barf output. And that's the actual proposal. Some of you might recognize 99% of it. So the whole idea is you have like code and you have the SPDX tags or reuse tags, it's the same thing actually, here in, you know, the top comment as usual. But because JavaScript, CSS, etc., before it gets shipped, typically gets concatenated first, so you don't know where it starts and it ends. And then you have a problem, you know, if there's some files that have license info and some files that don't have license info, you don't know whether it overstretches or not. So what I thought introduced was that we can then start every file with a snippet begin and end every file with a snippet end. So we know exactly to which code this applies. And then to keep it in, to keep these markers in the minified code, I just used an exclamation mark here and an exclamation mark there. Done. That is it. Does it work? In theory, abso-fucking-lutely. I even done some research. So I took, I'm a lawyer, I'm not a developer, so this took time. In specific cases, I had to go read the code because in the documentation they were lying. So from what I understand, and I can be wrong here because not my forte, these are the most common minifiers. And as we can see that, you know, they do support, like since 2013, they do support to keep important comments, for example, for licenses or just important comments. And you know, pretty much everything apart from bun, which is a fairly new one, support at least one of them completely. And even here, there's a pull request already being discussed to implement it. So theoretically, still, we're very good. Okay, but how does it look like in practice for reals? Again, not a front-end developer, so I had quite a bit of help from friends and colleagues. So somebody helped me with a Svelte app they done, which depends on Rollup and Terser. And it was mostly fine. So the only thing, so everything was perfect. The only thing that was a bit weird was that one snippet end tag ended up before the snippet begin tag in the minified output. But in the mapping, in the source map, it was again fine. So there's something fucky happening here. I don't know what. React. I hate React now. It's again mostly fine. React depends on Webpack and Terser, but it is very opinionated, and so it's very hard to change anything in Terser. So by default, the big problem that it has is that React just removes all the comments and ignores whether it's tagged as a license or an important comment. It just that it gets rid of everything. And then it barfs everything that it saw as important into a .license file. So, maybe. And that was it. That was all the proofs of concept I could manage to actually get running because, again, not a front-end developer. I did create a blog post a few months ago about this, and I did ask for feedback. And the feedback in broad strokes is people who were into compliance were like, yes, that totally makes sense. That's the proper way to do it. Most of the JavaScript devs were like, hell no. It's going to make everything so big. And I don't know. I don't have a proof of concept that is large enough to prove or disprove the how big is this info will make the minified code. So if somebody is a front-end dev and thinks this is interesting, I would love to cooperate and find a huge example to see, you know, how many kilobytes or what's the percentage of extra craft that goes into it if we do it that way. So I got some more specific feedback, but I don't want to influence you. So I've already opened the floor for any comments and questions.
So I am a license compliance guy, and I'm only partially a front-end developer. Would I agree that it helps? No. Because if you want to ship something, you need to have, due to legal reasons, a complete license text. So having only the X identifier is a good hint, but it's not perfect.
The question, the comment was by a person who's both a compliance guy and a partial front-end developer, that this wouldn't help because you still need the full text of the license. And I'm a lawyer, and I am fairly certain that the SPDX ID is enough because it's an SPDX. SPDX is an ISO standard. So if you see SPDX license identifier MIT,